You're listening to The Skin Scoop, where you go to get the scoop on your skin. And I'm sitting here with Dr. Ron Bosley from Prism Dermatology. And I got to ask you, I don't know what happened, but after I turned 40, I started seeing these little spots. They're called, I think, age spots. Is there like a medical term for age spots?
Well, there are a couple. You know, okay. I tend to call them wisdom spots.
One, I love because, it. You know, you're my favorite person.
No one likes to age, right? So oftentimes when people are referring to these age spots, they're referring to what are called lentigo or lentigines. These are the sunspots. These are the spots that we see on sun-exposed skin, oftentimes tan or light brown, oftentimes flat. And these pop up as we become wiser or also as we get more exposure to the sun.
Okay. So how do they differ from moles? Is it because they're flat and they're not raised and moles are raised?
Well, moles can also be flat, whereas mm-hmm. this is more of the body's response to sun exposure. So the body has melanin, which is designed to protect the skin. And in sun-exposed areas, our body can overproduce or increase the amount of melanin in the skin, therefore causing these brown spots. There are also other spots called seborrheic keratoses. These are what used to be called as liver spots.
I was going to ask you about liver spots. Okay.
But these are also somewhat sun-exposed, showing up in sun-exposed areas, but also are genetic. These run in families, and the more sun we get, the more they can become expressed. Moles, we can acquire them over time. Those are usually smaller, brown, flat, and usually don't evolve. If they do evolve, it should be...
That's a problem. They exactly, should be seeing you, right?
They should be seeing me. Whereas these lentigines and these seborrheic keratoses, they can slowly change over time, especially if we're not protecting ourselves from the sun.
So what do you recommend for someone who has age spots already, whether they're on their hands or their arms or their face? What's the recommended treatment if they don't like them and they want to get rid of them?
Well, first thing first, evaluation with me, a board certified dermatologist, just to make sure they're safe.
Right.
But from there, we talk about a few things. First, protection with sun protection, protective clothing, sunscreen. And then we talk about some of our treatments and procedures. There are some creams that are helpful, but delayed gratification with creams. It may
take
some
while. So you got to do it for a long time.
You got to do it for...
And you got to be consistent, right?
Exactly. Night, day and night, week after week after week.
Yeah, most people can't even do that, like with their skincare products that they spend hundreds of dollars on and then they forget to use it.
Exactly. So for that reason, I say, you know what? Invest your money in procedures.
Yeah.
We're talking chemical peels, which use stronger concentrations of gentle acids to exfoliate and remove some of that pigment that I mentioned mm-hmm. earlier, or intense pulse light, which is an energy-based treatment to treat the brown spots. It also can treat red spots. It also can thicken the collagen in the skin. All of these things are made worse by wisdom or age and sun exposure. So the intense pulse light or IPL device is one of the great devices for treating these brown spots.
Okay, so if you have age spots and you want to treat them in the summer, are chemical peels, I kind of heard that those are better for like fall and winter time.
We can get more aggressive when you have less sun exposure. Of course, uh-huh. the sun, although we love it, it can cause some issues when we're doing our chemical peels. Mm-hmm. So I tend to do the deeper medium depth peels in the fall and the winter, whereas superficial peels, which need to be done more frequently, can be done in the summertime, as long as you're smart, as long as you know to protect yourself and not go out to the beach the next day.
What about the laser? Can you do those laser treatments in the summer?
Generally, the intense pulse light device treatment is not done in the summer because you should not treat tan skin. Tan skin can disrupt the treatment and also cause some adverse events. So we tend to use those in the winter, but there are some tips that we can do at Prism Dermatology to treat you during the summer if necessary.
Well, I tell you what, if you got age spots and you're listening to this, definitely go to prismdermatology.com or you can call Dr. Bosley at Prism Dermatology, 817-329-1350.